Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
Live from the InfoWars.com studios, you're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
That's my favorite dancer. She came dancing to my door. That's my little angel. She came pumping on my floor.
She said,
come on, baby.
I got a license for love.
And if it expires,
rain hell from above. Be gone.
In a midnight hour.
This is the home of the Rebel Yell, my friends. All right, here's what's coming up this hour. I intend to open the phones up on the Iran-Saudi Arabia World War IV prospectus to get your view and your take on that. And I specifically also want to open the phones up to ask you, is America really the greatest nation in the history of the world? And I think, hands down, there's no debating that. And I'm going to break down why. But with great power comes great responsibility, and with great power, great decadence always comes. So we're going to become, if we don't stop our course, the most evil country in the world that has the power. Because evil has come here to try to get control of that idea of liberty that created all this wealth and power. It's trying to hijack it and take control of it. So I want to talk to you about that. I want to get your take on Kavanaugh and how they tried to set him up this time, so desperate, with a woman that they said they witnessed that she didn't even know. Does he remember any of this? Why didn't they just make up a fake woman? Because they just don't care. It's crazy. We're going to talk about that. T.I., I've been sent this video like 15 times. That means it's big. Ask Candace Owens, when was America great? And I want to really answer that for him. I mean, this guy's worth hundreds of millions of dollars, reportedly. It's the only place on earth that he could do something like this. And everybody's fighting to get here from all over the world. We're taking in all these African refugees, and she gets laughed at by this crowd of folks. And it's crazy. Absolutely crazy what they've done to the people of this country. How they've taught us all to hate ourselves. I mean, Obama and Kerry and Hillary are running the Iran thing against America right now. That's why Iran's so emboldened and so arrogant. They gave them all our codes, all our secrets to the Chi-Coms when Obama was in. Dobbs personnel hack, Google and Apple moved over there, and Apple's given all the codes to every iPhone in the world, every Apple device to them. And they said that it was in Reuters. Remember, they said, that's what happens when you move to China. The state runs you. See, it's a hiding in plain view now. Universities are teaching pedophilia is good. And they're going to emancipate children, and the library is going to be full of teaching kids. When they're approached by adults to have sex with them. And I covered that yesterday. And you're like, when is it going to end? It's not going to end. Thomas Jefferson was famously asked, how far will tyrants go? What's their limit? And he said, you will live under the amount of tyranny that you accept. There's always somebody crazy. There's always somebody more bold. There's always somebody who's willing to get into power and do crazy stuff and gaslight you and hide it in plain view. And we've reached a point of decadence in this country where the people doing all this evil, their conscious mind is very evil. But their very genetics still don't like what they're doing, so their body is rebelling against them. And there's something in them like trying to get caught. All these criminals always want to get caught. And so they're at the point now saying, yeah, we're pedophiles. Yeah, we're keeping babies alive. We're like, that's okay. That's liberal. That's all right. You go ahead and do that. those of us that are aware of this and know it's wrong, that are going along with it, we're more guilty than those doing it. Did you know that? That's right. We'll be right back.
With the daily wear and tear of the environment on our skin, it's only natural that it starts to crack and take damage. Wind, heat, water, and age are telltale signs that it's time to start taking care of your skin. With the InfoWars Super Silver Cream, you can keep your skin feeling silky smooth and begin to heal the damages of the world around you. Created with ingredients like coconut oil, vitamin E, and the incredible Silver Sol formula, InfoWars Silver Cream works triple duty, supporting the beautifying and protecting of the skin in a fast, non-greasy formula. Small and easily stored, it can support dry and damaged skin to reduce fine lines and wrinkles, while smoothing and softening calluses. With none of the harmful ingredients found in other formulas, you can be sure this Silver Cream is hard at work, promoting the healing of your skin. Don't miss out on the new Silver Sol powered, can't miss formula. Get the InfoWars Super Silver Cream today.
The answer to 1984 is 1776. You're listening to the Alex Jones Show.
You know, I get these phone calls from family all over the country. Hell, we get calls from family I got over in Germany. And they say, man, Alex lost a lawsuit. I didn't know he wrote a book about Sandy Hook. My mom says he didn't write one. It's fake news. Didn't lose a lawsuit. I get all these calls saying, man, Alex sent child porn to the Sandy Hook families. Wow, is he going to go to jail? And we just say, oh, it's fake news. It's not true. People go, wow, I knew the media lies, but it's that bad? Yeah, folks, it's that bad. NPR, again, said that I beat up hundreds of small children. And then I was then grabbed by them and taken to the country and tied up and all my teeth knocked out. And you go, that sounds insane. Well, that's what the new Joker movie is. Is he some Tourette syndrome, mentally ill person in his mother's basement? And then he becomes a psychotic mass murderer and has armies of leftists that go out killing people. And Hollywood's worshiping it. That's their ethos, is that they're victims of the system and they're going to overthrow it because they're going to be in charge. But really, they are the system now. And so I look at Kavanaugh and what he's gone through. They've now claimed that 7 women say that he tried to rape them or pulled his genitals out. And none of it's true. And 3 of the women have been contacted and said they never met him. It never happened. People just said their names. A couple of the others admitted they lied. And then Balazi Ford, her lawyer, says, well, we're glad we did it because he's a bad person. He wants to get rid of baby killing. So there's now a criminal investigation into that. And so they started the new smokescreen because of her lawyer saying that a week ago. The new one is, oh, look, a woman says he pulled it out in front of all these people and shoved it in her hand. None of it was true. And now they've come out and said, okay, we contacted the woman. No one called her. No one checked with her. She doesn't remember it. Doesn't know Kavanaugh. But that's the footnote. And you sit back and you don't even call this media. It's enemies of the people. And when you sit there and they make up stuff from 30 years ago, 30 years ago, I was 15 years old. And they say, we talked to a woman that said, you said, I will rape you. And then you then bit the end of a black pen and drank it. It's totally made up. But again, to sound like it's so implausible, it must be true. And I said, that's not true. I mean, I'm not bragging or anything, but I've been beating women off with a stick my whole life. I mean, believe me, I'm not into rough stuff. And it's just, but that's how they steal your identity, folks. And you realize they are criminal liars who know they're liars and who have been given a green light. They'll pay any of the lawsuits off. They don't care. They're just going to the mat with these big trillion-dollar corporations and the Chinese government funding a lot of it. And it's pure war. Pure war. But think about the arrogance. They didn't even cook up maybe, I don't want to get my ideas, but a woman that died when they were going to college. And then say women go, oh, she told us he raped him, but she's dead, so she can't say it. They picked the woman, didn't even call her. So the rest of the media calls the woman. She goes, I never met Brett Kavanaugh. I've never been sexually assaulted. I don't remember any of this. It's all professors. Look at all the accusers or those that say they heard about accusations. It's all professors that have worked for the Clintons or the Obamas, who then looked that he was in college with them or high school, and then they don't even have the nerve to go make it up themselves about themselves. They pick somebody else out of the yearbook and then say it was her. Not even caring. But they got a book coming out, The Education of Brett Kavanaugh. New York Times deletes bizarre tweets referencing Kavanaugh's harmless penis. Issues major correction. Book bombshell accuser has no memory. Never happened. By the way, it's come out, and I know this tight. Brett Kavanaugh made straight A's in everything. Sports, a couple beers on the weekend, studying 10 hours a day, totally neurotic. We all know the type. I had a lot of friends that are like this. Genetic engineers, top lawyers, medical doctors. Brett Kavanaugh was a virgin until he got married. So was his wife. Those people still exist. Imagine being a man who was a virgin until he was out of college, being told that he's this pervert running around raping everyone. But that's who they are, ladies and gentlemen. By the way, Trump supposedly raped these women. Turns out they're mental patients who say this about everybody. And you watch any films of Trump? Like the party in Florida and Epstein comes in with her, and there's women, super gorgeous women, throwing themselves. You can read their lips going, let's go in the back room right now. And Trump's got like five women not knowing which one he's going to take with him. And then he's also a germaphobe. So he dates girls. He doesn't just jump in bed. I mean, guys, pull up video of Trump with Epstein, because the real takeaway is the women all over Trump. I mean, the women are all over him like he's Elvis Presley. It's the Miami Dolphins cheerleaders. Those are some real conservative girls, let me tell you. They're very shy. We'll add it in post later. We're live right now. We'll add it in post. I mean, this is the way all of this works. This is the way all of this operates. And I know as an audience, you know they lie. But let me tell you, when you have experienced packs of criminals, knowing you're a public figure, and knowing, I'll just type it into YouTube, I can pull it up, knowing all of this, and having a formula to go out and lie about people, it's just mind-blowing to know that it's never going to end. They're just going to get worse and worse and worse because we have let them do this forever. And so there's no repercussions. It's lawless, spoiled, yuppie criminals with intelligence agency badges working with media and government to just terrorize and lie and run around doing anything and everything they want. And it's insane. And it's the fall of civilization, ladies and gentlemen, because more and more people are like this. More and more people are super selfish. More and more people don't care. More and more people are also super stupid because they're so mentally lazy that they don't even care about themselves at the end of the day. And it's getting worse. So we have to ask those of us that are productive and those of us that don't want to be part of this, what are we going to do? And at a certain point, we've got to become very disciplined and not associate with the establishment, not go to their hotels, not use their airplanes, and really develop a parallel economy and system. They want us out of their economy. They really don't. They want to bully us because they're a bunch of followers. And so we have to create our own systems, our own telephone companies, our own computer companies, our own airlines, our own car services, and say, hey, we're the producers. We're the conservatives. We're the libertarians. We're the Christians. We're the veterans. We're the fighters. We're the humans, the people that haven't succumbed to the decadence. And we will self-segregate ourselves now from you. And you can go over there and be evil. You can go over there and be in your area. But you're not going to be in our area. Because the truth is, they want to run us and control us. They want our children and every other facet. They want to conquer us because we have what they don't have. We have the spark of creativity. We have the spark of God. We have the spark of liberty. We have the spark of creation. We have the spark of the future. And they don't want to just conquer us. They want to destroy us because they hate our superiority. This is an existential envy situation of just evil, fallen people who all resonate to their frequency, want to destroy those of us who are not of their father, death. They are the children of death. They will not go into the future.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Fellow Patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what Dr. Joe has to say.
Hypertension runs in my family, unfortunately. I started having problems a number of years ago, and I had heard the commercials a number of times, and I personally do not like the idea of being on medication. Even though I'm a physician, you would think, you know, that's our thing, but we just don't like it. So I figured, you know, I'll start the product, and I did, and I got to tell you, it does help. By the grace of God and that product, you know, my labs come back really good all the time, right on the money. I used to always have like cold toes in the wintertime, and I used to love going down to Florida for my medical conferences. But since I've been taking the product regularly, I don't have that problem anymore. You got a great product there, Don, and I just wanted to tell you how appreciative I am. Thank you so much.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVice.
Friends, if you're a radio listener, I would direct you to these articles I'm about to mention. If you're a TV viewer, you can see it for yourself. Zero Hedge links to the Washington Post and Associated Press admitting this. Going back last year, Trump slams Kerry's illegal meetings with Iran, which undercut the White House. Shadow diplomacy, ladies and gentlemen. And advising Iran on how to embarrass the White House and how to engage in asymmetric warfare, they said, and how that if they submitted or backed down to Trump, they would be kicked out of power. But if they fought back, and then suddenly the mullahs came out and said, okay, we'll start stealing ships and blocking the Strait of Hormuz, which they've begun to do. Just grabbed another one today. And then we're so against war in this country, and so am I, that when Iran takes credit for stuff, people say it's fake. Or when their proxy army launches the cruise missiles, admits it, and got them from Iran, they're Iranian-made, they found the pieces of them. Oh, no, it's not Iran, they're the good guys. No, the globalist deep state is working with Iran, they're the ones that made the deal with them. That's what's going on here. And we're being maneuvered towards a war. And you've also got the neocons that are tied into Israel, and they want a war, and you've got Benjamin Netanyahu facing an uncertain election. But would a war really even help Israel? Iran will attack Israel with thousands of missiles. And then we're off to the races. So whether you love Israel or hate Israel, Israel's got nuclear weapons. They're not going anywhere. I guarantee you, those of you that throw your lot in with the Muslims and have a sycophantic fetish about them and the poor Palestinians, you're crazy. I got problems with stuff that goes on in Israel, and I got big problems with the Muslims. It doesn't matter. It's not my fight. I'm sick of this. I don't want a new world war, and I don't want to see a plunging economy because of this. I agree with Rand Paul. But Trump slams Kerry illegal meetings with Iran, which undercut White House. Remember that? John Kerry admits to meeting with Iran about a nuclear deal. Lawmakers accuse him of violating Logan Act. Former Obama official caught advising Iran on how to defeat Trump's foreign policy report. And then remember. Remember all of this. It's just absolutely crazy that they think that you're going to forget all of this and just think this is all something new going on. Or, oh, it's a Gulf of Tonkin, 1964, that our own government staged, best declassified, that he classified it in 2004. I'd always said it was staged. It was in the news back then. People on the ships came back and said that they staged the attack. And, of course, they released the LBJ tapes. 40 years later, 2004, and boy, did my credibility go up when we played those tapes on air. LBJ talking about how they staged it, and McNamara telling them, we just staged it, sir, and here's what you say. And LBJ is actually at his ranch outside Austin saying, all right, now, what do I say again? Let me write these notes down. All right, they talk for like an hour. And it's 1 a.m. in the morning, Texas time. McNamara's at the Pentagon at 2 a.m. telling them how we're going to go to war. We've already been in a proxy war 4 years, Mr. President, and we need to let the folks know our troops are there. The media's already becoming aware of us. We're going to kick this off, and, well, we're going to say the ships got attacked. Well, did they get attacked? Well, nobody's hurt. Well, so this is what we were talking about? Yeah, it didn't happen, Mr. President. But this is what we need to get the full escalation, full commitment. McNamara says we've got Westmoreland and the rest of them ready to really escalate this. And so you go listen to the tapes. Want me to air them again for you? I get all that. This is not that. This is deep state, globalists, the EU, the Chi-Coms, through Obama, doing this to embarrass Trump and trying to lure us into a proxy war that will kick off a Sunni-Shiite civil war that nobody wants to be part of or in the middle of. And why would the left suddenly come out and say plunge the economy? They've been working behind the scenes. Why would they come out and say, yeah, we want to take all your semi-autos, and every Democrat major candidate on that stage said we want to forcibly buy them back. We want to have armed robbery. Because they buy back, he's saying they sold them to you. Then they spin it and go, oh, we mean like the buybacks you've seen where it's voluntary. So that's all to drill you and protect you or program you to want to turn your firearms in because you've seen it done over and over and over again. And then they'll show some idiot, well, I turned in my AR-15 to show I'm good. And Beto goes, you're a good person. It's some Democrat Party operative. It's not about protecting us. It's about enslaving us, and we know that. So why are they coming out now and admitting all of this? Because they're getting ready to make a major move. They're getting ready to try to trigger a civil war in this country. And what you see geopolitically, what you see everywhere, is a larger part of that. Remember, Michael Moore, when President Trump had just gotten into office in January of 2017, and he said there's going to be international crises with North Korea and Iran that are going to derail President Trump. Don't worry, an international crisis is coming, particularly with Iran, that will get rid of Trump. And this is it? And nasty old Obama and nasty Kerry and Hillary that have been on Chi-Com payroll for decades, they're all maneuvering us towards that. But then, because it woke people up a little too much, they want to announce gun confiscation, get you used to it, but then once you get angry, the psychology is, oh, no, we didn't mean that. So the next time they do it, you're not upset because you think, oh, they don't mean it. It's all telling you it's happening, so you have an adrenaline rush, get upset, then back off, say you didn't hear it, then announce it again, back off again, announce it again, back off again, and then finally they start doing it. Like they're doing in many Democrat-controlled states right now. They're red flag laws and taking guns everywhere. So here are the Democrats denying that they ever want to take your guns, but now they're admitting they want to take your guns. All part of psychological warfare.
And please do not, you know, if some of you, you know, are watching certain television stations or listening to certain radio programs, please do not believe this notion that somehow I'm out to take everybody's guns away. And
I'm not here to repeal the Second Amendment. I'm not here to take away your guns.
No one is questioning your right to have a gun. We're not talking about taking guns away from people.
They want to create the fear that the government is actually going to come after guns because that helps sell more guns, and it has across the country.
And I think a lot of people that are out there that are fearing what we're saying right now think that we're going to try taking their guns. We're not. The Never Gun Movement and the March for Our Lives is not trying to take your guns. We're trying to take back our lives.
This is why the NRA puts up videos that try to scare Americans. They go to emotions. They go to fear. You know, people want to take away your guns. Nobody wants to take away people's guns. We just don't want to be any different than Canada or Australia or Great Britain.
Those common sense measures would in no way infringe on any constitutional...
That's the guy still, I mean, Leventhal runs it all.
...are stoking it. I mean, in my state, he put out an email from his campaign that was titled, "They're Coming to Get Your Guns." I mean, that's how brazen some of them are.
I am a Second Amendment supporter. I do not want to take away any gun rights that are held through constitutional protections.
Now, if you own an AR-15, keep it. Continue to use it responsibly and safely.
Hell yes, we're going to take your AR-15, your AK-47. We're not going to allow it to be used against our fellow Americans.
It will be voluntary. It won't be, hell yes, we'll come get your guns.
No, it's mandatory. No, it's not voluntary. I want to make sure that we make the distinction here. It is mandatory. It will be the law. You will be required to comply with the law. So,
man, I hope nobody ever knocks Beto O'Rourke's teeth out. Big old buck to the fan. Banned.video is the answer to censorship. Banned.video is the answer for libertarians, conservatives, nationalists, pro-gun, pro-life, pro-human individuals to have their own platform where videos banned by YouTube, Facebook, and Twitter are still available. We've launched it, ladies and gentlemen. It's now live. Banned.video. Banned.video isn't just going to be a home for Alex Jones or David Knight or Owen Schroyer. or Paul Watson banned videos. We are building it to be a place where banned memes are able to be posted, and where a growing list of freedom-loving contributors are able to have a home free from being shut down, free from being censored, free from being silenced by big tech, the Chi-Coms, the Hollywood scum, and the globalists. Freedom of speech has a home. It's called banned.video. America and the world is fighting back against tyranny at banned.video.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-976-1460. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-976-1460. That's 1-800-976-1460. 1-800-976-1460.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
The British are coming. Now the ride of Paul Revere sets the nation on its ear. And the shock that Lexington heard round the world. When the British fired in the early dawn, the War of Independence had begun. The die was cast, the rebel flag unfurled. And on to Concord marched the foe to seize the arsenal there, you know. Waking folks, searching all around. Till our militia stopped them in their tracks. At the old North Bridge, we turned them back and chased those redcoats back to Boston town. And the shout around the world was the start of the revolution. The British men were ready on the move. Take your powder, take your gun, report to General Washington. Hurry, men, there's not an hour to lose.
That they had planned, if the British was ever to come over here, that they had put a light up in this high church steeple. And Paul went down there to look. And sure enough, there was the light, burning brighter than day.
Well, Paul, he jumped on his old horse and he lit out. He didn't know where he was going, but he knew he had to go somewhere. Oh, I wish you could have seen it. That old horse with his ears laid back and his nostrils wide open, sucking in wind like a jet engine, feet pounding on them cobblestones, striking off sparks, Paul holding on for dear life and hollering at the top of his lungs. He says, the British is coming, the British is coming. Get you a gun, we're going to have us a revolution. And them farmers come a-piling out of the hay like bees out of a beehive. Minutemen, they's called.
What's Minutemen?
Minutemen? They're spells that had to be ready at a minute's notice. And when Paul comes screeching down the road,
Beto's
the
place, coming.
They
Beto's
grab
coming.
Their guns and hit out behind the weeds and Beto's walls coming. And trees and everywhere. And when the British come prancing along, all dressed up in their red suits, they let them have it. It was a sight to see. And then it happened.
They fired the gun.
They fired the gun. And the shot was so loud, it was heard clear around the world.
Oh, get out. That's the way this country started.
Here we are. Well, you just heard Senator Blumenthal quarterbacking the attempt to take me off the air, the deplatforming with the CIA, his son running a lawsuit against me. They arrest Republicans who get political office in Connecticut, like the governor. His same law firm ran all that. Yeah, nice folks. And they're sworn to get your guns, get your speech, get your family, get it all. And at all those public schools and libraries are teaching pedophilia now. I've got those articles right here. Colleges now officially say pedophiles are good people. It's just a sexual preference. We're going to get to have the pedophile liberation movement now. You're right in the middle of it. Articles are up at Infowars.com and Newswars.com with videos, with articles, where it's happening. You can go read the new college courses. I'm sure that'll help us compete with the world, won't it, as we export evil. There's a fight about the future of this nation and the world right now, isn't there? Well, Candace Owens was at a Revolt TV summit about revolting and overthrowing Trump, and she was there with T.I. He's in a lot of big movies, very talented rapper, and I even like some of his music, but he's a big leftist. And he's reportedly known for his great political and verbal repertoire. But all I saw was a crowd not letting Candace Owens talk, screaming at her and laughing at her. When he says, well, tell me when America was great. I mean, what period? Everybody's like, ah, ha, ha. Everybody's trying to get here. We have one of the highest standards of living in the world. Certainly the best for a big country. We discovered and harnessed electricity, have more inventions than all nations combined, invented the internet, discovered the DNA double helix, created the first atomic weapons. I'm not even saying that's a good thing, but had the freest, most open society. It was England that actually outlawed slavery about 60 years before we did, and then they had 11 wars, reportedly lost over 1 million people to end slavery. That was the abolitionist movement. Betsy Ross, of course, designed and created American flags. She was one of the chief abolitionists at that time. In 1776, it was a big movement, that they had that original sin. Africa still has four nations with slavery, black-on-black slavery. Somalia still has it. They teach in the Quran that blacks aren't fully human, and so that they can then be enslaved. And so Muslims all run out and become, blacks all run out and become Muslims for some reason, because the Atlantic slave trade, we learned that from the Muslims. But it doesn't matter. Black folks have been taught that it's really sexy and cool to be a Muslim. Okay, go ahead. Depends on what stripe or variety of it are. I mean, you know, least fair contrast is have people do self-improvement and empowerment and not be part of the whole criminal system. I care about everybody. I just want to have a good future. But T.I., I mean, if you ask me that question, what was a great period in America? I think we've loved ourselves, loved what made us great, the free market, the open Wild Wild West system. Where everybody wanted to come here, where it was a caste system in Japan or a caste system in Nigeria or a caste system in Italy. But you could come here and get out of the caste system. And so America's had a lot of attributes. The French historian Alexander de Tocqueville wrote a book on it. He spent 10 years here. He said, these are really unique, amazing people because they don't worship royalty or class. They love individualism and what someone really stands for and what they produce. And so Candace, well, I mean, here's part of the exchange, but I would love to be able to tell T.I. why America has been an exceptional nation, undoubtedly the most exceptional. There's been a lot of great exceptional nations, but America and the West in general and what happened in the Renaissance was amazing. And America was that idea carried out. And look at all the inventions and all the wealth. Now, we've become decadent. That's certainly true. We've got big problems. I won't deny that. But this is a period where we abort our babies and keep them alive and take their organs. This is a period where we're being told we're a post-human world and we suck. And record suicide and drug use. So there was a time when the family was stronger and we were more Christian. Would you say it was the 1950s, 1960s? We're not saying go back to the bad things that were there. We're saying the good things that were there, that were really the Renaissance going forward. Here's part of that exchange.
Let me tell you something. If people know what you fear, you are the easiest person to control. The Democrats have figured out that Black America is emotionally responsive to the word racism. She says racism, you jump up and you start cheering. You haven't even listened to what I've said to rebut it, okay?
Cheer.
But 100%, the biggest issue, let me finish. The biggest issue facing Black America is not white supremacy. When Trump said there were good people on both sides, he was talking about the fact that some people that were in the Charlottesville rally, and he could have paraphrased that better, he could have said something better, literally came there because they don't believe that statues should be torn down, okay? Other people came there because they were upset that amongst the people that came there to watch the statue be torn down were also white nationalists. So what he meant was there were some people that were just there using their First Amendment right. There were some people that were there to respond to the white nationalists, and a big mess happened. I'm not trying to defend him or relitigate a situation. I'm saying that being hung up on that is allowing you to not look at an administration that is tackling so many issues in Black America right now. I do not consider myself a Republican. I definitely am not a Democrat. But Trump woke me up. I used to be liberal. Trump woke me up to the idea that we're being manipulated by the word racism every 4 years.
So wait.
They call everybody racist.
All right. We're going to get into this. Because what I'm concerned about is, how is that any different than the fear that Trump has created in poor whites? The fear that Trump has lifted in poor whites, yeah, that Black people and poor, yeah, urban people are their problem.
Right.
When did Trump ever say that? That's a fallacy. When did Trump ever say Black people are
the problem? Make America great again. That's when he said it.
Guys, that
but
was
I'm not on the panel.
That
so
was
I want
Ronald
to make
Reagan's
sure.
slogan. Was that racist when Ronald Reagan had it as a slogan?
Yes. What time?
It was.
Yes. Pause. We're going to go back and come back with the real meat of this. But America had been in decline in the 70s because of deindustrialization. And the drug revolution and all that stuff. We had big problems, super high crime rate. That was just, hey, let's reboot the nation. Let's rebuild it. Let's believe in each other. And that's what Trump's saying again. But see, oh, don't say America's great. America was never great. It'll never be that great. This is about America hating and hating yourself and only focusing on negatives. And it gets really nasty on the other side. We'll air it all. I'm Alex Jones. Infowars.com and Newswars.com. The only way those sites get out is when you spread them. Please do it. The globalists are hoping that you don't do it.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
I'm getting older and noticing that my body just doesn't work as well as it used to. So I like to keep fit as possible by hitting the gym a few times a week. Recently, I started having a nagging bicep pain, and it got so bad I couldn't even lift the weights. When I was complaining about it to a friend, he told me about Angioprim. He said chelation helps remove toxins, heavy metals, and cholesterol in veins and arteries that may cause blockages. You know, after just 1 week of taking Angioprim, the pain was gone, and now I'm back in the gym full strength. Scientific research proves the active ingredient in Angioprim has superior oral chelation action that helps promote cardiovascular health. So to learn more, go to angioprim.com. That's A-N-G-I-O-P-R-I-M.com. Or talk to a trained consultant. Call Angioprim toll-free at 877-882-7221. You'll feel better with more energy. Call 877-882-7221 or go to the website angioprim.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Constantly telling us that we can't even say that we are a nation, or that we have borders, that we have sovereignty. Every other country controls its borders, or they're not a real government, they're not a real system. Mexico puts you in jail for a year, forced labor, if they catch you there illegally. And the UN is funding all these masses of people to pour into Europe, to pour into here. They're brainwashing these refugee camps to hate us. And then you see all these people at this event, this revolt event, about black folks revolting against the lowest unemployment in the history, or Trump trying to stop the black babies getting aborted. And it's just none of it is based in reality. Before we go back to this video of Candace Owens and T.I., band.video is an excellent new site we've launched. And what's critical about it is it works great on iPhones, Droids, laptops, big screen TVs. It's got systems that are on the site that we're going to shoot a video about soon. The IT guys explaining how it works like an app as well. It has a lot of great functions. And on top of that, Band.video has the special events, the live feeds, and we've added Paul Watson's page. We're adding Caitlin Bennett and Billy Weaver's pages, and we're going to add a lot of other contributors. We have firepower up there with Will Johnson and Tom Papert now. But we're also creating, just like they have at MemeWorld.com, we're going to take all that content and put it onto a feed, and we're going to have the hottest videos of the Internet posted there in a feed. So if you're not wanting to go get a long hour-long hardcore interview or, you know, hear me rant about World War IV or whatever, you're going to be able to just go there. That's being added right now in the next few days. That Meme World feed and that really hot video, not just our videos, the hottest videos on the web that are political, that are informative, it's all going to be there. So it's just going to build and build and build. Because we've been kicked off YouTube, Facebook, Twitter, everywhere. We've had Infowars.com/show. It's got the four of our weekday shows and nighttime shows there. More broadcasts are coming in the next month or so, more shows. We're going to be carrying and also producing. Some of these we produce and have here. Others we just carry and it'll help get on satellite and help get out to AM and FM stations as a multimedia hub for the true American resistance against the globalists. So please tell your Facebook, your Twitter, your YouTube, because that's a website that isn't blackballed yet, that you don't get spanked for in their rules. Newswars.com isn't as blocked as well. People don't really get punished for that. You promote InfoWars, I mean, they'll kick you off Twitter or Facebook because we're such a free country. And a lot of times when they don't, it goes really viral because people are looking for InfoWars. It's a hot commodity, but people are still used to only watching things on the feed they're on. And so I was even on another YouTube show yesterday. What's the point with Brandon? And they're smart guys, but the guest host says, man, it was really great, you know, when you're on, you know, YouTube, people can see you. People are, you know, writing in. And I'm like, I'm at InfoWars.com. I've been streaming my own streams for 20-something years. We've been having our own video streams for 17, 18 years. And we've been hosting our own videos knowing the ban was coming for 4 or 5 years. And I mean, we have some videos that get 7-8 million views. The average video gets about 30,000 views. We have videos every day that get hundreds of thousands of views. That's big on our own system, InfoWars.com/show. We have the feeds at the top of InfoWars.com. But now band.video is the very same videos that show up on InfoWars. It's the same feeds, the same posts, but it's organized better and it's getting better every day. It's a first-rate site. And it's going to have a lot of content, a lot of new pages. Just go navigate that baby, check it out. We're going to have events pages for all the standard shows, but special events so we can update it ourselves. I can even do it on my phone while I'm about to go live. It's really exciting. We put a lot of money into it, a lot of preparation to stay on air during the deplatforming, so there is a resistance online during this. But it takes money. I'll go to Congress and confront these globalists face-to-face, as you've seen. And I'll go to California, and I'll go to New York, and I'll go to Europe, and I'll send people to cover the clashes in Hong Kong. We'll cover Bilderberg in Switzerland. That takes money. And again, you already know all this stuff. Don't take it for granted. Other people don't. They're ready to learn. So it's not, oh, Alex, I already know all this. Yeah, tell others now. You're a leader. It's not a spectator sport. And explain, InfoWars never got taken off the air. It got taken off those platforms. It's alive. And it's reaching a lot of people, but it's only going to really be a force to be reckoned with if you spread it by hand. InfoWars.com, NewsWars.com. I know most of the listeners are like, yeah, we know this, Alex. Let me tell you, everywhere I go in public, every time I'm around any people where there's a crowd of people, I get asked, man, I used to love you on, you know, iTunes. I was subscribed. I used to love you on YouTube in my feed. Man, I used to love you on Facebook. Man, how is it being off air? Because the media said Alex Jones lost his war on info. He's off the air. Oh, yeah, a couple hundred radio stations, 100-something TV and cable stations, millions of visitors every day at InfoWars.com. We're not off the air, but we're mainly talking to the choir. Well, that's good, because you're the leaders. Spread the word about the broadcast. That's how we, and tell people about those local AM and FM and cable stations. However, I get emails and comments and letters all the time saying, can I put InfoWars on my car? Can I paint it on the side of my barn or my 18-wheeler? It's like, you're asking me? It's not a trademark. It's not a copyright. It's free to air. I own InfoWars, but it's just an idea. So put out your own InfoWars t-shirts. Put out your own NewsWars t-shirts. Put out your own bumper stickers. I'm not territorializing this. The brand is resistance to the globalists and radical Islam and the New World Order and Hollywood and the pedophiles that are going public now. My God, it's just survival for all of us and common sense. So please, please understand that the general public is hotter than ever wanting to know where InfoWars is, but they don't understand because they used to always get it in those feeds. And I thought about this. I forget the name of the guy's show. It popped my head like a week ago. A popped my head in a minute. I used to watch some of his YouTube videos, and then he got kicked off of YouTube about 6 months ago, whatever that site was, popped my head in a minute. So the other day, I thought, you know what? I'm always telling folks, hey, we're still at InfoWars.com. And I thought, I bet that site, I bet that gun site on YouTube, I bet they're somewhere else, and I bet they have a website. In fact, they did. It took me about 30 minutes to remember the name, and I've forgotten it again, and find it. There's been thousands of channels taken down, as you know, and when I found it, sure enough, he's on a bunch of platforms, and it had a bunch of views and was still alive and kicking. So I'm getting mad at people for not getting We're Still Here, but I'm the same way. I was used to seeing them on YouTube. Once they were gone, I thought, oh, they're just gone. No, seek them out. Find them. That's how we get off these big platforms again and build a real internet again to surf, where we all have our own systems, we all communicate with each other, and then any average person can start a site and show how you garden or how you hunt or how you paint or how you sew or how you sing, and then we surf site to site and site. Then we share with each other sites, and it creates that real diversity, not these big, giant, gulag, you know, archipelago systems that they've created, these ghettos, as Matt Grudge and others call them. All right, let's continue with Candace Owens, with T.I. then at this event saying, well, when were we great? Well, back when cancer was at 10,000 times higher than it is now. You know, back when we didn't have record suicides. You know, back when one person could work and raise a family. You know, back when we had all the inventions and all over the world people knew we were the best. And we were 4% of the population in 1955 and had half the wealth of the world and had the biggest middle class. And we were the ones that empowered minorities and women and all of that. You know? And now we're told to hate ourselves by you, the left. Here it is.
Slogan?
Yes, what time?
It was.
Yes, let me ask you.
Oh, so that's
the
slogan.
Please answer this. Please answer this. I have a question.
So,
I have a question.
Wait, Chip, allow me
this one outburst. Please. I have a question. When you say make America great again, which period are we talking about? The period when women couldn't vote? The period when we were hanging from trees?
I'll answer.
Or like the crack era? Which period in America are you trying to make America
would,
like
so it? So I actually think that I would totally rock a hat right now that said make Black America great again. Because Black America...
No, America. We're talking about make America.
I am answering your question.
Which period was America great that we're trying to replicate? Which era was it? Tell me.
I think... I'll answer your question.
Which era was it?
What?
Which era was so great?
Here's the thing that you guys are forgetting. America was actually one of the first... Slavery was all over the world. Over the world. America was... No, I'm not saying it's okay, so why are you saying, oh?
Amen.
America was one of the first countries... I want to be able to hear them. And you're just going to boo when I say slavery was all over the world, which is a fact. Why are you booing a fact?
Because you're making light of...
No, I'm not.
You're making light of...
I haven't gotten into my point. I'm not...
I was taking away that exclusivity. Oh, I was a slave.
You can't make light of that. That ain't nothing you breathe over.
I haven't even finished the sentence. How am I making light of anything?
You started with some boo...
No, she didn't. That's all ad hominem attacks. He just keeps badgering her where she can't talk. I love to tell T.I. when America was great. Back when. And that's what she's trying to get at. And I'll explain this when we come back. Then we've got Gavin McGinnis joining us. But I'm going to explain it. Black illegitimacy was less than 10% in 1950. Now it's almost 90%. And when there was segregation, it wasn't a good thing. But what does it till you makes you stronger. Blacks had their own businesses and were very wealthy on average. That's why the left created the Great Society to domesticate blacks again.
With more people listening to radio than visit Google, Facebook, or YouTube, from the very young to the very old, everyone listens to radio. Pillow companies, alarm, identity theft, nutrition, insurance, banking, automotive, the list goes on and on. Billion-dollar businesses. Why? The answer is radio, the media everyone tunes into. Find out how effective and affordable radio can be for your business. Contact 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.